The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, popular recording artist and personal spiritual trainer Edward John challenges us to real living.
You will create such a momentum in your life that you'll become unstoppable.
And the Word of God is our foundation. I mean, that's life. If we can get the Word of God inside of us, it's going to change everything about us.
Conquer your fear and live your dreams with real living next.
Thank you so much for joining us on Life Today. I'm Betty Robinson. This is James.
And I know that I'm getting older. I said to our friends here that I feel like my black shirt really helps you notice the gray.
It's very
and
nice,
we have to
though.
Hunt hard to find the dark hair. But you know, we've got a guest today. You talk about kind of making you feel sometimes like maybe, you know, here's good looking, here's somebody that's dynamic. You know, you kind of feel like maybe, I feel like kind of a dud, because the guest I'm going to introduce you to, and I'm being honest with you, he's a good-looking guy, and he sings really well. But he's just really got the touch of God on his life in such a way that when he walks in the room, it's like the presence of God. And I'm sure he's sitting there actually to some degree embarrassed, and I'm saying all this, but it's going to be the truth. And let me tell you something. He did a teaching series in which he builds the music and the incredible gift to God has given him that we've been really sharing with you now for more than 10 years. And he started with a song, you know, What If? And he talked about what happens if you really love people and you really cared enough to get involved and make a difference. It was just very powerful. But he did a series on fearless living, and now he's come back because it impacted so many families and lives and churches. He came back with Real Living, where he talks about conquering your fear and living your dreams, and those dreams happen to be the dreams God has for you, the best. And Edward John really has a touch of God in his life. Now, he's Scandinavian. He's here from Norway. And he's just impacting our country. But he's impacted the Scandinavian countries and all over Europe. And I'm just thrilled to have him. Would you welcome our good friend Edward John back to Life Today? Edward, good to see you, brother.
James, thank you so much. Thank you. I love you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. I want you, because you know, you put together another great series, and you use the music and singing, and we actually were able to capture the various messages in song and in settings, like a very high-impact, mm-hmm. enjoyable music video. Mm-hmm. And the teaching is available, and the DVDs are high-impact, and I want you just to tell our viewers a little bit of an overview of what you're sharing, because Fearless Living had a very positive impact on everyone who got it and continue to get it. But tell me about this series, Real Living.
All right. Well, let me take you back in time a little bit. I was a professional soccer player.
Right.
Back in my days.
Your days too. back in my days.
That's when I could run. and running down the field, the Lord called me very profoundly, but very clear. It was with an audible voice. I didn't just hear it with my ears. I heard it with my whole body. And he said, Eddie, are you going to run after this ball the rest of your life? Or are you going to run after me like you run after that ball? And right after that, of course, I didn't know what I was going to do. How do you serve the Lord? I mean, I didn't know much about how you could do ministry. Like many of us, we don't know how to do ministry. So I said, Lord, well, what do I do? And I played 3 chords on my guitar. And I liked that. No one had really heard me sing except for my mom and my dad and my sisters, you know. And it didn't sound very good, let me tell you that. But I sat down and I wrote a letter to the Lord. And in that letter, I didn't realize what I was really doing, but I was pouring my heart out to him. And I began to write down the things that I would like to do with my life. And I opened my heart as I wrote this letter. And in the letter I wrote, and Eddie, you will sing the power of God over people's lives. And they will be set free. And for years, James and Betty, I've been wondering, how do I sing the power of God over people's lives? Well, the fact of the matter is, I don't know if you can do that, but I know that the Word of God can make a difference in people's lives. And I know that when we praise the Lord, we open up the doors for Him to do His work, because that's what the psalmist David was so good at doing. When he praised the Lord, he said, I enter His courts with thanksgiving in my heart, you know. And that's really what I was doing. But then I was beginning to think about, how can I combine my pop music for the Lord in such a way that I can sing God's power over people's lives? And when we did Fearless Living, when you guys came on board with me and said, let's do Fearless Living, those two rivers came together as one for the first time. So we created a product that had both the Word of God and it had my song for the first time. And the impact of this message has been incredible. I'm humbled at all the emails that I'm getting from people who have been set free from fear, who email me and say that, you know, today we had a group of people, some were from Brazil, some were from Africa, some were from Europe, and we're all sitting listening to Fearless Living. We want to thank you for sharing this message. But the fact of the matter is, Eddie can't do anything. You and James can't really, you guys can't do anything, but God's Word can do everything. So when I'm doing this series, The Real Living that we're talking about, I'm talking to you at home. I'm trying to say something to you about how God has affected my life and trying to bring that ball, crossing that pass over to you so you can score the goal with your life. And that's really what God is doing with Real Living, I believe. It's taking us from this, moving us out of fear factors, you know, making us aware of that we've got to have a great attitude, we've got to do things with excellence, and we don't always have to think too big, but we need to think about the one. Because if we can reach one soul, we've done more than the whole world put together. Jesus said that He would die for one soul alone, just one.
You know, when I preach to 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 at a time, from the beginning of my ministry, even as we went in the Crusades, I started by witnessing to the one, or two, very directly. And then when I went to 10,000, the 10,000 felt, each of them, I was talking to them. There was a personal sense of communication directly. And I think had I only thought of the masses or the crowds, then I would have totally missed the personal direct communication that actually Jesus not only communicated with, it was Nicodemus or the woman at the well, but in the small group settings, He invited the whole world into that setting to hear Him. And I think really and truly, that's not only the mission He sent you on, but it's the mission you're trying to help others begin to let's say, fulfill in their life, where they notice the one, they're available to God, to release the river of life flowing toward that person.
Well, here's what I discovered, which was revolutionizing to me. I traveled for 17 years full-time into small churches, large churches, youth groups, secular events. And most of the time I'd ask the audience a question. I said, how many of you love Jesus? Pretty much everybody. We love Jesus. And I said, oh, that's great. I said, but how many of you have read the Bible through and through? And you know what I found?
Not many.
3%. 3% of the church, and all the churches I've been to, can say with a clean heart and conscience that I read the Word of God through and through. And then I began to think to myself, no wonder they come up to me all the time and say that this doesn't happen for me the way it happens for you. I can't do what you're doing. I said, no, you won't, because you don't have the foundation. And the Word of God is our foundation. I mean, that's life. If we can get the Word of God inside of us, it's going to change everything about us. And for me now, you know, if I get up in the morning and don't read my Word and have my cup of coffee, I don't feel like I'm living the life that I need to live. There's something about that moment where I get to be alone with the Lord and just find the Word for the day that has changed everything about me anyways, you know. And real living is based upon that. I'll tell you a funny story, if you don't mind. I bought a DVD workout set the other day. I wanted to change up my workouts. You know, I've been doing the same workout for how many years? We don't know. Nothing changes, you know. It's just staying in the same rut. So I got this DVD workout set, and I had my friend in there. My buddy's here. He was actually working out with me. And we put on the set, and these powerful guys come on there, you know, and they look really fit. And so I'm putting the screen on, and I'm in my garage, and I'm looking at those guys, and I'm jumping around with them. You know, my legs are up, I'm kicking. And then I take my eyes off of the video screen, and I look at myself, and I go, man, you're an old dud. You can't even lift your legs. I look fat and ugly. And I said, but I was thinking, as I'm looking at those guys, that I'm one of them, you know, feeling good until I looked at myself, and I go, this ain't going to work, you know. But, you know, it's the same thing with the Word of God. When we read the Word of God, we see ourselves as one of the disciples. We see ourselves living like Jesus said we were supposed to live. We see ourselves do miracles. But as soon as we take our eyes off of the Word and onto ourselves, we say, I can't do that. I can't be like James. I can't be like Eddie. I'm so far behind. Truth is, we're not that far behind, because all we got to do is keep on going.
Yeah, and you're talking, I feel like I'm hearing you say it's a journey that we're on.
It is a journey.
We can determine by the choices that we make what kind of journey it's going to be. Don't you believe that? I know as a young Christian, I used to think, well, I'm a Christian now, but what now? I'll just hang in there until Jesus comes back.
Yeah.
Well, there's not much joy in just that if you don't allow God to grow you through His Word and to give you opportunities and to show you what a joy you can be to others by expressing Him, allowing Him to be expressed through your life.
Yeah, and this is what I realized, guys, through this little DVD that I had on the TVs. Now, see, this is my DVD for those guys out there to grow spiritually. Mm-hmm. But what I realized was that coach would look at me and he'd say, you know, think quality over quantity. Think quality over quantity. And when we read the Word of God, you know, you come to church and you see that big old thick book. It's not exactly an attractive read, you know, when you sin, you go and you start reading it, you get like to one chapter and you feel like you spent 30, 40 minutes getting through one little chapter. But what we got to think is quality over quantity. So what we got to do is make up our minds that we, you know, I might not get through this book today, but I'm going to set this year or the next 2 years and I'm going to get through it. And I'm going to do a little bit every day. And it's just like working out. Every time we do it, we do more and we want more and we want more. And soon, you know, you look at yourself and you see, you mirror yourself and you're living it.
You know, you talk about in your teaching how the Word renews the mind. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting that when Betty and I were dating, and really and truly we knew Jesus was to be before either one of us were even in the relationship. He was the center. Mm-hmm. And we didn't understand, even though we wanted that to be reality, we didn't understand the importance and power of the Word to renew our minds. Mm-hmm. But it is the power of His Word that actually renews our mind, mm-hmm. so that we think the way He thinks. We know His thoughts, not what the world's imposing on us and all the influences that distract us. But the power of the Word so renews our mind that He says we're no longer shaped by the influences of the world, mm-hmm. but we're basically reshaped through the renewing of our mind, that we're able to know the good, acceptable, and even the perfect will of God, mm-hmm. so that He begins to direct our steps. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when people have their minds renewed, which you've got to understand that there is a reprogramming process, because this world system and all of the influence, distractions, and attractions in the world are taking us away from the truth that to know sets us free.
Yeah.
Not just read it, but know it and know the person, Jesus, the truth. Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about renewal and you're talking about this relationship building, I feel like you're actually seeking to inspire people to become who the Word says they can and should become.
Well, exactly. And you know, in my country, Norway, we're a great country, fantastic nation. But you'll see the young kids, they have what they call normal. It's normal to go party. It's normal to drink. So our norm is set by what people think and say. But that's not normal. The norm is the Word of God. And if we can't find
it's actually very subnormal. That's the reason they're trying to always get something to make them feel above or higher, and they get higher to escape the misery, the mire of their own lifestyle. They don't realize that's what's happening.
Well, exactly.
But God gives you a high that's higher than anything the world can give, and it's a very legitimate, not only necessary high, but a very meaningful high.
Yeah. So what I'm doing, I believe, with this real living and renewal of mind, you know, R is for renewal, E for excellence, A for abundance, and L for legacy. But the two first, renewal of mind, I'm trying to reset. You know when you have on the car, you reset the mileage button? Mm-hmm. We got to reset to get started again. And that begins with a choice. And I believe that that's where, and that's when it's one as well. It's a one day at a time choice every day. It's like working out. I cannot say it any better to the people. When we work out, you know, I don't feel like working out.
Well, really, to be honest with you, people spiritually look worse than they look physically because we're so out of condition.
We're out of condition.
We're physically out of condition. Of course, I'm not. I was one of those videos in the garage that you were looking at. That was actually me, see, without the black shirt on.
The next product the is James is, doing a workout.
The fact is, we are actually more out of shape spiritually than we even are obese or out of shape, let's say, in the physical realm.
Well, and that's the problem. So what we got to do is reset this button, start again, start building up our mileage again, and remember that being a Christian is a journey. It's not about things happening right now. It's going to be a process, going to take time, but it's going to take training. Mm-hmm. It is training. You know, I know people don't like to hear that, to be trained, but whether you're in a job or you're an athlete or you're a housewife, you're still training. It's the same thing with the Word of God. It's a thing you got to feed yourself with.
But I think the thing that where God has blessed you is the people can look in your very countenance testifies of something going on in your life. You're a young, active guy. You obviously love life. Yeah. But you've experienced something way beyond what the world offers, and it comes out in every part of your being. That's why the people you get around are impacted by your testimony. The people who are attracted to you are actually attracted to the God that has impacted and changed your life. And that you're able to communicate in a way that people grasp it, and then the music, you know, which obviously, you know, that's not a part of what I bring to the table is the singing, but I can praise God. It's just that he does love the crow as much as he loves
the
mockingbird.
Right?
With me, it's a joyful racket unto the Lord. But it really comes out of a heart of love. Yeah. But with you, you've got a gift, and music really does cross barriers. Yeah. It really tears walls down, and God's given you that gift. He's given you a true touch to help people get free. We are going to send Real Living, which is available for you for your personal or your family study or for your Bible study group or for your church, because what Edward John has done has blessed people wherever they are, and it really communicates with people of all ages. And you can hear someone who is on the journey, very similar and typical to a journey perhaps many of your own, and it'll be a blessing to you. And Edward, what we're doing is we want to send our viewers and the people who want it, we want to send them the truth and insight that will inspire them and help them. Mm-hmm. But we also want them to understand that a part of Real Living is getting beyond their world. And our viewers seem to be grasping that, because I feel like the viewers of life today, although they may look in and say, how can you help me? And that's a good question, because we want to draw help from above.
Yeah.
But then we look out and say, how can we help others? And even now, we're asking all of our viewers to help us feed hundreds of thousands of little children. And I want to say to you, from Betty and me and our viewers, thank you for going to the mission field. Thank you for your availability. I actually want our viewers, and if you will, I want you to look in on Edward and Isaac Pretorius. I want them to see, I believe, the very heart of God as the two of you are seeing a need, which as much as you and Isaac might have cared and prayed, without the viewers of life today, you would be totally empty-handed and in so many ways helpless to make a difference. I want you to watch this, even as you hear these two, I believe, truly committed individuals communicating back and forth. Watch closely.
I'm so glad that I can see this mama smiling and her little kid holding around her alive and well. But you know, guys, this is not true for the rest of Africa.
Thousands of children die each month due to the effects of malnutrition.
When I was in that clinic in Angola, and I looked into the eyes of this mother that was crying out in desperation, she said, with just her look, she said, could somebody please help my child? And you know, guys, there was nothing we could do but pray.
Father, I pray for this little child, that in your name, Father, she will be strong, yes, Jesus, and healthy.
What I need you to know today is a reality that both Edward and I understand, and that is that in countries like Sudan and Angola, other countries like Zimbabwe, there are children that are starving to death today. In fact, this month alone, more than 100,000 children will die because they just need food.
But today is a new day, and today we can make a change in someone's lives. Let's help these mothers and these children all across the continent of Africa with Mission Feeding Program.
You know, you may have noticed that little, just part of a can, the little container. And it was empty. If you understand what can fill it, you're able to see an emptiness that's far greater than that little container. It's an empty stomach. It's a life of hopelessness and futility, of pain and sadness. But that little child is actually holding that little container, and it's a symbol of hope. Not only a hope for something to go in it that a little child can eat, but a hope for a life to feel better. And these little children, many of them don't even understand what life is. We're asking you to help. We're asking you to dial the number because, Betty, there are literally hundreds of thousands of little children that are like that one. And you can look at one, and I say pick up the one. But you know, I always encourage people to pick up three or five. I sometimes have made it a point to try to sit down behind five children. Sometimes just be sure I've got three. And then sometimes a group where I know there's 10 or more, and I'm just saying, would you care for these? Because every person has the ability to put something in that container and care for one or three or five or 10. And 30, 50, or 100 will do it. And Betty, I'm believing with all my heart that our viewers will put something in the container. They won't just look away, but they'll help. And I'm asking you to dial the number and help. My prayer is that everyone will.
I hope so, too. And, you know, as I was watching and listening to Edward John and to Esau talking and saying, right now, all we can do is pray for these children that we're showing you. But now we know, we've seen, we've heard, and we know how we can help. It's a very simple solution, but a very desperate need. I hope you will join with us, and let's make the difference in the life and death of these children. They deserve a chance in life. Please join with us, and I know we've asked you to do it before, but there's still some needs out there. The children that we find, that we go to, that we seek out to know that they need an opportunity at life too. So I hope you will help us. I know you will.
Well, I'm confident that you will, and just know this, that we're going to get them on their feet. We're going to stabilize the condition. Then we're going to begin to teach them how to make a life for their parents, to be able to grow their own crops, to go how to be able to work because they've got health. We don't keep them dependent. We teach them how to find life and even share it. And it's beautiful to watch it take place. But what you're seeing right now are children in needs that must be met. Those of you who help, we're going to be so glad to be able to send you the incredible teaching on real living. And a part of that real living is giving, giving life and love to others. Please, right now, make that call. Make the very best gift you can. You can write a check, make it to Life, or use your bank card like a check, or you can go online, lifetoday.org. And many of you are doing that. And we want to thank you for that because that's immediately put into place to help the missionaries and the outreach. So would you make that call right now? We want to bless you with inspiration. But you're going to give these children and their families a chance at life, and they're going to see real love demonstrated. Thanks for making that call.
In remote areas of Africa, people are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are children.
Life's mission workers are in place, ready to feed and care for hundreds of thousands of children in Angola, Mozambique, and famine areas of Sudan. Yet to save these children's lives, we urgently need your support. Previous food reserves are gone, and we desperately need to replenish our supplies for the feeding programs immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. With your gift to Mission Feeding, we'll send you this week only Real Living, a powerful new inspirational series on 4 DVDs featuring recording artist and personal spiritual trainer Edward John. Shot in various locations that are sure to inspire your faith, Real Living provides a roadmap for conquering your fears and living your dreams. Through scripture, stories, song, and his own personal experience, Edward shares the powerful secrets and proven life principles that will show you how to discover God's ultimate purpose for your life. Don't forsake your dreams or your heart's desires another day. Begin your new adventure with Real Living. And remember, your gift will help save children's lives. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Anxious to send you Real Living because Edward John has a gift not only to communicate it and what he's sharing to help you not only get in the Word but get the Word in your own life, live it out, but also in the music that God's given him. And we want to thank you for helping us care for the children. Edward's going to be on more during this week, and we're going to be talking to some of the friends and people who've been impacted by the wonderful truth he's sharing. Will you join me and Betty saying thanks to Edward? God bless you, Betty.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being available to God.
Thank you, Betty.
Thanks for your help. Thank all of you for your support. Thank you so much for your prayers. Encourage your friends to join us on Life Today.
Tomorrow, a man is faced with a crisis of faith when his son is diagnosed with leukemia. See how he found love and healing with help from Edward John. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.